Let me direct Mr. Mondale's attention to Webster's International, where
Vice President Bush spent part of last week mopping up from his debate the week before. He had accused the Democrats of saying American Marines died in shame in Lebanon. Last week he said they used words the dictionary equates with shame.
And he doesn't have the manhood to apologize.
A member of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, William Niskanen, criticized Mr. Mondale's position on pay equity for men and women.
It's worth relative to another person's job.
His only new proposal is something called comparable worth, a truly crazy proposal.
You said that?
He did.
This administration on the question of justice for women and fairness for women is the most hopeless crowd I've ever seen in my life.
There was great joy at the airport in Johannesburg when Bishop Desmond Tutu came home to South Africa after winning the 1984 Nobel Prize for Peace. The South African government chose to ignore his arrival, just as it ignored his winning the prize.
Those who rule us in this country say that they are Christian.
For years, Bishop Tutu has spoken out for nonviolent struggle against the apartheid system, which separates people by race.
And we appeal to white people for their own sakes, for their own humanity's sake. Know that we are human too. Now, we must stand up, each one of us, and be proud that God loves us. Not walk around apologizing because we are black.
Detroit celebrated the triumphant return of its Tigers. The crowd at the ticker tape parade was good-natured in contrast to the rioters who caused so much trouble the night the team won the World Series.
Papa, the people in the hall when we brought up the tree, the look on their faces, all friendly and nice.
Peggy Ann Garner died last week. She was 53. As a child, she starred in movies, among them, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
It doesn't feel good when you think about things like that.
My bet, one more gel, I'm lined to go. Play.
Alberta Hunter died. The great blues singer was 89 years old. In the 20s and 30s, she was the toast of royalty and of international society. At 60, she decided she wanted to do something to help humanity. She went to work as a nurse. The hospital made her retire when she became 80. So she went back to singing. She'd been doing something for humanity all along.
Boys for protection. Tell him cats down, dad, to let their conscience be. Come on up anytime. We start that ball rolling. My castle's rocking. My joint is jumping. My pet is popping. Come on by and see. Yeah.